Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free if you like. Bring up whatever you want. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And that number is 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, Texas secession. According to one author at Business Insider, he thinks it's totally possible. And we'll give you some of the reasons as to why. But first, we go to Scott, listening in Arizona. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I used to live in Florida, and now I'm in Arizona, and I'm really glad because I'm happy that I got away from the mosquitoes and the cockroaches and the plebiscites.
The cockroaches and the plebiscites?
Yeah.
There are a lot of ballot initiatives in Florida, and it can be pretty annoying. Do they not do that in Arizona, or is that just a joke?
That was a joke on your plebiscite thing.
Yeah, very good.
Plebiscites are ballot initiatives that wear the clothing of other types of ballot initiatives.
So what else were you calling about?
Okay, so the reason that I'm calling is this is an issue that both of you will disagree with my position on. So what I want to do is lay out my idea and get the whole thing out.
Okay.
And then you can go at it.
Then we'll go at it. All right.
We'll see how that works.
There was a call on Saturday by a woman who was horrified that you could vote in New Hampshire without having to show ID. You missed the call. And the thing that I found really interesting, in my perspective, voting is an act of violence. And the reason that I say that is that the whole concept of why you vote is because you have an idea and you want to force somebody else to have to accept whatever your idea is.
No.
Otherwise, no. It would just be a polite conversation.
I'm going to have to stop you there because that's not why I vote. I vote because I would like to not be forced to do things against my will.
I understand. And that's why I said I'd like to lay this whole thing out.
Okay.
I know that you both disagree with me on this.
Yeah.
So the thing that was interesting was that this woman who was horrified that you could vote without showing ID, and when you challenged her on this, she seemed to be so concerned that maybe a person could go in and vote multiple times.
I'm sure it happened in New Hampshire.
And that really bothered her. And the thing that's really funny is what all that does is reveal the fact that voting by its nature is an act of force.
I would say that it's a threat to people's way of life is probably more accurate. Because if I'm a Democrat and I want to see, you know, social programs for people who are, you know, poor or something like that, or I'm a Republican who wants to see social programs to, you know, make the military stronger so we can go and make ourselves safe across the world, then the other side doesn't want to do what I want to do. So it's essentially a, you know, it's a tug of war game to get the golden gun and the middle, that the power of the government, this monopoly privilege on the use of force, that's what it is. It's sort of a tug back and forth.
Well, I just found it interesting the way when she revealed how she was absolutely horrified that somebody could possibly vote twice. As soon as I heard that, this little light bulb went off in my mind where, to me, that revealed the total corruption, the total criminality of the concept of voting to force others to.
Let me ask you this, Scott.
I just wanted to share that thought with you.
I got you, and I think it's interesting, and I'm sure there's people out there that agree with you. I don't, and here's why. Now, is it okay to defend myself against violence?
I know your argument, and you don't have to explain it to me. I understand your argument, and there's something to be said for that. But as I indicated to you elsewhere, the underlying concept of voting, you're using it defensively, and that's fine. But the underlying concept of voting for a political position is because you want to enforce your wishes upon other people.
So right, and that's why that lady's threatened. I mean, that's absolutely why she's threatened. I mean, she's like the mugger that goes, the schoolyard bully that goes and picks on the same kid every day and gets his lunch money. The next one day, a kid says, you know what? I'm not going to give it to you, and I'm going to punch you in the nose if you try to take it. Well, the bully is going to be, I mean, he's been doing this for 3 years. He's going to be horrified. That's his money. He counts on that.
Well, that's only because the only reason that the bully can get away with that is because society accepts that voting is a valid means of
social impact. If you could all of a sudden convince people that the state was a terrible idea, then the state wouldn't really live much longer. It wouldn't exist much longer. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
If you could convince half of the people that was the truth, then you could just get them to vote against the other half.
Hey, thanks, Scott, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Of course, presumes the voting counts are accurate and that there isn't some sort of scamming going on.
All right, 55%.
Because
I don't think that they can't throw it. You know, before this election, they were talking about,
yes.
Just remember back a week and a half ago, they were saying, Mitt Romney has purchased the voting, computerized company. He's going to throw the election. And, I mean,
Apparently not.
They were prepared for this.
Yeah.
But enough people voted for Barack Obama, whether it was, you know, I don't know. Here's one thing's for certain. There was corruption. And, bad votes all over the United States.
You know, I found out today, I posted over at freekeen.com, which is my local blog here in Keene, New Hampshire. I got an email from the city clerk today because I had inquired regarding the numbers in the vote total. I'd run for a state rep here as a Libertarian versus two Democrats. There was no Republican in the race. And I was going through trying to do more of like an election recap because I initially posted, you know, right after the election, hey, I lost. Thanks for everybody that voted. Appreciate your support. And then I said I was going to get more details later. Well, I've been kind of collecting the numbers and running the numbers, and it just wasn't adding up. I was adding up the numbers of votes in my race and then comparing it to the total numbers of voters, and like it just wasn't right.
Couldn't figure it out.
And I wrote them, and I said, well, what am I missing here? Here's what I've got. I kind of laid out my numbers. And she wrote back and said, you know what? We looked into it, and our formulas were wrong on our spreadsheet. We were counting the absentee ballots in twice as the total, so they doubled the number of absentee ballots and the total number of voters that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said they also counted them double or something. So anyway, they ended up revising their number of. I've got her exact letter.
And you won.
No,
okay.
It didn't change the number. It did not change the number of votes that any of the candidates received.
Okay.
What it changed was the number of total ballots cast.
I see.
So I was trying to. I had been adding up the total numbers of votes we had received and
right.
the total numbers of blanks, and it was short.
Just so wasn't like, getting anywhere.
Where right? I said, well, where are the extra 1,000 votes here? And that's when she wrote back. Yeah, we screwed up our spreadsheet, and thanks for pointing this out to us. Had you not pointed this out, had you not asked about the numbers, we would not have caught this error. And as a result of this error being caught, the total percentage of voters, like, you know, every election, one of the big numbers that they tout afterwards is, oh, so many percentage voted. And it was a lot. You know, it was 76%. Now it's 69%. So the total number of voters that turned out went down by almost 10%.
And that's people registered to vote?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so instead of 76%, that was actually 69%.
And that's nowhere near the
error.
It's probably nowhere near the 50%. Not. It's probably about 50% of the population, maybe a little less, because you have to have voted at some point if you to be a registered voter in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, at least in Keene, when I checked it recent of the last few years, it was a good majority, super majority of the adult population that were registered to vote. It's a
yeah.
higher registration percentage.
All you have to do is have stumbled in at some point or another into a voting area and gotten yourself registered that way,
yeah.
because in New Hampshire it's very easy to get registered. And this is one of the problems with fraud in New Hampshire is that you can vote. You could just keep on hitting polling places all over New Hampshire saying, hey, I just moved into town. Here's an address. Let me vote.
Yeah, but it's also really nice to be able to register and vote on the same day. I think that's something that New Hampshire really has going for it.
I think there's value to it, and I think that's
there's
why
not that much fraud.
That's why you need to have a license. You don't know how much fraud there is. There's no way to know.
855-450-FREE. Any system you put in place can be scammed, Mark.
Indeed.
1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. You can just click and download, and they're yours for free. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy those on us.
You know, with the recent Hurricane Sandy or nor'easter or whatever you want to call it that hit New Jersey and New York, A lot of people are thinking about being prepared for the next natural disaster, and a lot of people are thinking about being prepared for an economic disaster or a disaster created by, you know, some kind of government influence, you know, terrorist attack, that kind of thing. Lots of reasons why someone would want to have a certain level of preparation. I mean, we can see that these things happen, and you want to be prepared for it. Now, lots of the prepper material out there, it's not really clear why you should be prepared. They just want you to be prepared. And, you know, maybe they've got some situation that just doesn't make much sense. And what you need is you need a book that will tell you all the different ways that one can, all the different situations that one can prepare for and the ways that you would need to prepare for them. Because otherwise you've just, you're worrying about things. You don't know exactly what you're worrying about. You can turn your worry and fear into confidence and peace with strategicsurvival.com. It's a book that we have here in the studio right now, and it covers all kinds of different situations. Awesome book. It's a compendium. It's well-sourced, and it'll give you specific information. By that, I mean products that you should buy, specific products, already tested out, ones that work, exercises and training that you can do to practice and to add confidence and experience. It's strategicsurvival.com. I can't recommend it highly enough. Strategicsurvival.com.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. John, listening in Carson City, Nevada, to LRN.FM. Hey, John.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The other day, I think I heard you say something to the effect that you supported secession down to the level of the individual.
Of course.
Okay. How would you see that as differing from anarchy?
Well, I think that the term anarchy suggests no rules, and I fully believe that people on private property should be able to set whatever rules that they would like.
If you look at the news, anarchists are people that wear masks over their face and throw things that are on fire.
Okay, well, last night I was listening to an interview that Stephanie did with Sheldon Richmond, Roderick Long, Gary Chartier, Charles Johnson. You guys, you know most of those guys, right?
I don't think I've ever met any of them, actually.
Yeah, I've met them all.
I mean, have you heard of them?
Roderick Long, you didn't meet. He was at Porkfest last year.
There was 1,000 people at Porkfest.
Charles Johnson was at the Liberty Forum.
I've seen one of you guys interview Charles Johnson.
Hundreds of people at Liberty Forum.
All right, fine. I know who these people are. Go ahead.
Okay, well, they're all anarchists. You guys like the Mises Institute. It's chock full of anarchists from Lou Rockwell on down.
Oh, I like a lot of people that call themselves anarchists, and we share a lot of values.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think you can point to any intellectual leaders in the liberty movement who are anarchists, really, or not very many.
Okay, so this is semantical arguments over anarchism. Now, there was a man named Murray Rothbard. And Murray Rothbard was probably certainly a central figure in the freedom movement in the middle of the 20th century. He came up with an idea called anarcho-capitalism. Before him, this term anarchist would have never been used to describe a libertarian. And he came up with this term.
But now it's used to describe most of the libertarian intellectual leading lights.
So, hold on. Is what your goal is just that I'm going to change my mind here because you've called in and pointed out that some people call themselves anarchists?
No,
jump on the bandwagon, Mark.
I'm asking you to, you know, take into account that these are all very intelligent people using a word that they think in what they think is an important way.
Look, I'm not going to say I'm smarter than these people. I'm not going to say I'm smarter than these people. I'm just a talk show host. All right, it doesn't take a whole lot of smarts to do that sort of thing, but. I forget who it was. I think it was in The Market for Liberty, which was also written by some very smart people that probably would call themselves anarchists, Morris and Linda Tannehill. Great book. Highly recommend it. You can get it free over at books.freetalklive.com. Anyway, in that book, they talk about how there have to be these intelligent, you know, thinker folks, like the people you're naming, and that there also have to be the conveyor belts, the people that convey those ideas to average folk. And we're the conveyors. We're the ones that are the communicators of these ideas. And the ideas are sound. We have the same ideas as many of these, you know, folks that you're talking about from the Mises Institute and these other smart thinking folks. But we know better than these academics that hang out in their halls of academia, cloistered off from the rest of of the world. We know how people see the word anarchist, and for me, that makes me very uncomfortable with labeling myself as that term.
Right. It's functionally, this term means young European people that set cars on fire.
There's a reason There's a reason why these guys are thinkers and not, you know, great, let's say, salesmen, right? They're not selling the ideas of liberty. They're just explaining them to people that are pretty much already on board with the movement. So to me, it's all about public relations. It's about being able to communicate effectively. And I don't want to be associated with bomb throwers, and I don't want to be associated with that kind of side of what anarchism is. Now, I don't know any anarchists like that. Everybody that calls themselves an anarchist that I know is very peaceful, and they're friends of mine. And I like them very much.
Plenty of anarchists that are just like that. That will, you know, use what they call direct action. And direct action means, to some extent, violent acts.
You said you've met them, but are you friends with them today?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do a sleepover.
Do you know those people in New Hampshire? I don't know those people.
Just because they're not in New Hampshire doesn't mean I don't know them.
These are like old friends, is what you're saying.
No, I'm talking about I've met people in the liberty movement that will use that term to describe themselves.
And they're violent.
And they advocate violence. Absolutely.
They don't live around here.
As far as I'm concerned, they're using the word properly.
Okay, but those people don't live around here, at least not that I know of. And if they did, I wouldn't want to associate with them because I think that, having violence associated with your movement's a really bad thing. And essentially, labeling yourself as anarchist just throws you into that camp. And that's, that's something I don't want to do.
Well, I think you guys take a lot of unpopular positions that aren't really marketable, in today's society, but that doesn't keep you from taking those positions.
So we should take the position that you advocate because it fits your paradigm of what the vocabulary that you prefer to hear.
No, I'm saying I don't know why you're so obstinate in taking.
Because it is grammatically incorrect. I'm sorry, Murray Rothbard made a mistake, and a bunch of intelligent people are going along with that mistake. Anarchism.
Well, what is a Republican, Mark?
I guess a Republican is a person who believes in a republic.
So those people who are called Republicans now but don't believe in a republic, actually, which would be just about all of them, so
probably.
They're not really Republicans.
Fine.
But you don't refuse to call them Republicans, though.
If they want to go ahead and
call themselves whatever they want.
If you want to go ahead and use that. I don't refuse to call you or anybody else an anarchist if that's what you want to be called. However, you're not going to go around calling me a Republican or an anarchist unless I want to be called that. Wouldn't you agree?
It's kind of weird that you guys have so many anarchists on who you obviously admire their ideas, and yet, Yeah, and you don't actually, when you're talking to them, you don't argue, you don't ask them why they call themselves
Yes,
anarchists.
We do. Every time somebody comes on just about and uses the word anarchist, I will say anarchists are European people wearing black to throw bombs.
I'll usually back right away from associating with that term, no matter who the person is. Thanks, though, John. Appreciate it.
Okay.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. 855-450-FREE. Even if you want to rake us across the coals, because we don't call ourselves the same things you call yourself. 1-855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian with you.
And Mark. It's really frustrating when somebody doesn't use a term that you want to use the way you want to use it. My co-host on Sunday, Stephanie, calls herself a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't figure out what that means to her.
And have you asked her?
Yes.
And you still can't figure it out?
No. I can't figure out what peaceful parenting is when the activists talk about that too. So, you know, I'm not surprised that, you know, there's just some concepts out there that seem to be a little too ambiguous for me. But it's frustrating. It's frustrating to try to deal with somebody and like, look, that's not what that word means.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalist is another one. Now, to me, what capitalist means is the same thing as a free market. But there are many people
not
that believe entirely. You disagree.
No, because a free market is that's just the lack of regulation. You can have whatever kind of system or organization that you want within that. If I want to have a commune in a free market, I can.
I believe that's what capitalism means. But I'm willing to allow that other people believe that that means something else.
Yeah.
I can tell you that in my Quaker meeting, I call it a church for the people that don't understand what a Quaker meeting is. In my church, that there are people that are strongly against capitalism,
mm-hmm.
but that they can accept and understand my ideas of freedom. So as long as I don't use this one loaded word that to them is the worst thing in the world.
Right.
They can accept my ideas and
right.
we can communicate. And ultimately, that's the purpose of words. That's the purpose of what I do here, and I'm a wordsmith. I'm not trying to twist the meaning of words or anything like that. I don't believe that. Now, I guess I am twisting the meaning when it comes to capitalism, because I really do believe that capitalism means a free market. But I'm not twisting the meaning of words when it comes to anarchists, because I really don't believe that that's what anarchist means.
Your beliefs
I've been
don't...
an anarchist, and that was back in high school, and that was an entirely different thought process.
So words have meanings, right? And there's sort of classical meanings, and then those meanings can change over time.
Sure. Gay is a good one.
Sure. Fag. That's another one.
Yep.
It used to mean cigarette.
And I guess, or a bunch of sticks.
Still does. Right. So technically, these things still mean what they originally meant, but they also
but
mean
if you run around calling
things.
Some, asking for a fag, you're... Well,
right.
Yeah, fag. Usually you can do that in Great Britain, and I guess
right.
they'll give it to you. But call somebody gay, and it might be a problem.
Yeah, and so these words have changed over time, and being cognizant of those changes is important to being able to efficiently and effectively communicate with other human beings. And if you don't,
you could just try to twist the world to what you believe it should be.
Well, Mark, after all the smart people are using the term anarchist, so we should just all do that.
I'm not going to belittle what was it, John?
I think so, too.
What John was saying in that area, I get. We've had Roderick Long on, and he's right in the area that if we interview people at, like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival or at the Liberty Forum, that we don't have time with one guest that's on for one segment to address these
issues. Right. I'm not going to sit there and call out all the anarchists all night long. That would be really uninteresting.
Indeed.
And that's not why they're there to talk to us.
I think he's right when he's talking about those types of interviews, but just about any other type of interview, we're going to have that particular conversation. And those are just different sorts of shows in those evenings. And I get it. If that's the term that he wants to use for himself, I understand it when he says it. I know what he means when he says it. But I find it to be a grammatically incorrect term, and B, a really poor way to communicate what I want to say. I was in a room at one point when a friend of mine was saying, making the statement that they were a libertarian. In fact, they were so libertarian that they were an anarchist to someone else, and that person said, "Anarchist? Well, order's good." Immediately, they conflated anarchy with the term chaos or disorder. That's what it means. That is the popular definition. Yes, you may be able to get some academics that understand, but I can tell you that we had on, I'm trying to remember her last name, the author of, the Civil Disobedience book that we had on.
Yeah.
Her name was Erica
Goldstein?
No, it wasn't. We're going to have to look it up.
Chenoweth,
very good. On the guest page there, I was going to say, you can probably find it at guest.freetalklive.com. And here are but I had spoken to her on the phone, and trying to create some kind of understanding for what our philosophies were before she came on the show, I said, "Do you know what an anarcho-capitalist is?" Now, this is a woman who has made a career of studying civil disobedience around the world. She's a political science major professor type.
Mm.
She said no.
Yep.
Okay, so maybe there is a tiny sliver of a segment of people that understand what you mean when you say anarchist. But this is by no means, not even in the academic fields, is this broadly understood.
Do you want to be an effective communicator, or do you want to be a libertarian macho flash? Because ultimately,
set
that's
something
what,
on fire.
Right. Ultimately, that's what, you know, labeling yourself as anarchist is. And I get it, man. I mean, I've been there. I know what it's like to want to do the macho flash thing. I get it.
A macho flash is look how tough I am.
Look how libertarian I am. Look at me. Look, I'm an anarchist. And it has that kind of, badass feel to it, right? That's because people blow stuff up and call themselves anarchists. The same with pirate, right? Like, everybody loves pirates. They love watching movies about them. But those guys were raping people and pillaging, you know?
Yeah,
so,
but at this point, pirates...
The flag's cool looking.
Pirates have a lot of, people like pirates. There's Johnny Sparrow or whatever, Captain Jack Sparrow out there.
We're the anarchist heroes.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. They're just not there. It's just not there.
Let's go to Cole. He's in Austin, Texas. Cole, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Hey, Cole. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to comment on, how different words can mean different things to different people. And, that you share a common language, but that doesn't necessarily mean the thought that you have about that word.
Right.
That's just, resonates the same. And there's a great book I read on this. well, it just kind of touches on it. It's not really about it. It's called Language and Thought in Action. And the author is S.I. Hayakawa and Alan Hayakawa. where they come from is they're not, English is not their first language. And so they kind of take a journey through what language means to the individual.
Neat. Okay, so what do you think about it? I mean, the whole issue of anarchist.
Well, I kind of think of myself as a libertarian, and I don't think that, you know, I can accept or reject certain rules and impose on me as long as you can kind of stay under the radar with them.
Well, right, I think that's moral, yeah. And to me, I don't believe anybody's an anarchist. I believe what you have is socialists or communists posing as anarchists, mm-hmm. and you have libertarians posing as anarchists, because it's this fun word. But if you start talking to these people, I think that libertarians have a better claim on the term, because what they want to do is they want to create the opportunity for people to choose which governments that they have. But, you know, ultimately, they're really asking for their own governments anyway.
Well, it's cool to be against something that's bad, right? I mean, that's kind of what the whole vision of anarchism is, at least from the liberty perspective. But another big reason why I'm not interested in using that term is because I like to define myself by what I'm for, not by what I'm against. So when I talk about being a voluntarist, I'm for human interaction being on a consensual basis. That's way more a positive statement than saying I'm against government. You know,
well,
that's
right. you're gonna gather more people of like mind if you take that approach too.
Exactly, Cole. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, I called back a while ago about refusing to take a flu vaccine because I had a bad experience in the Army with the anthrax vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this kind of goes on that topic. You know, a vaccine means different things to different people, and just, you know, it's got to come from your rules, and if you're moral, you know. And that's up to degrees of interpretation as well. But, you know,
we're kind of losing your connection, Cole. I appreciate hearing from you. It's fading out a little bit. I appreciate hearing from you. The call back another night, though. We'll talk to you then. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm interested in hearing more about what's going on down there in Austin as well. So I was going to ask him about that. Had his connection stay good. But more coming up with you and your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. And there's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically and features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them away. So once again, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, would invite you to become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can go and get signed up there with any major credit card, as well as some alternative options. We got any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We take that $5 a month in, and we invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations so we can talk to people about the ideas of liberty. And yes, that does mean that some of the ideas might be frightening to people, but at least we won't scare them off on the basis of what we call ourselves right up front before they even have a chance to listen to the ideas. So if you support what we're doing here and you want to hear more of it, then by all means, become an amplifier. You'll get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, forum, and more. Get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
On this evening's Edgington Post, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com and download it right now. It should be the top thing on the website at this point, but it'll work its way down as time goes by. I interviewed Frederick Graves, who is the creator of howtowinincourt.com. Now, howtowinincourt.com is the new and improved jurisdictionary. If you've heard us talking about jurisdictionary in the past, it is a course that teaches you, unlike pretty much any other course out there, Mr. Graves claimed, Dr. Graves claimed that, this was the only course that taught this stuff, and I believe him. It is, it teaches you the rules of court and how to get evidence and do all the things, make motions, all the things that one needs to do in court. Until you know the rules in court, you just don't have a chance. You have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, and you can go get it. And it's written so easily that the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. Like I said, you can go get it at howtowinincourt.com. It's their brand new website. There's all kinds of free tools there. Go use those tools. Buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. howtowinincourt.com.
We're going to continue with your calls here, but I wonder, Mark, if we had called ourselves anarchists on this program, Do you think the voluntarists would be calling in to try to recruit us to use our term? You should be calling yourselves voluntarists.
I'm not entirely sure that I'm all on board with the term voluntarist either, because I don't know that it's that great of a term.
But that's the one I prefer.
I like neo-abolitionist.
That's a good one.
I mean, it's against something as opposed to for something.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, but it doesn't really mean anything either. It's just kind of a meaningless word. But I would like to say that I understand why somebody might use the term anarchist. Like, for instance, if you're a, you know, well-kept, middle-aged guy, and you say to your, you know, friends around a beer at the sports bar or something like that, you know, one of them says, well, I'm a Republican. The other one says, I'm a Democrat. And you say, well, I'm an anarchist. You can create a conversation around
that. But that's only if they're already your friends, is what you're saying, right? That ties into what Michael Sansone on Facebook said, because you'd asked the question, Mark, via Facebook and Twitter, which I think is a really good question. Is there any good reason why Ian and I should claim to be anarchists rather than voluntarists? Michael Sansone says, badass points. He's just kidding with that point. But he says, actually, I change my labels depending on the audience. With the mainliners, I'm a libertarian. With those who kinda identify as libertarian, I'll go voluntarist or anarchist. It really depends on who needs clarification or who doesn't. And for me, even if I'm with anarchists, you know, like maybe I'm with some anarcho-commies, for instance, I'll call myself a voluntarist with those people simply because it doesn't have baggage attached to it. It is a term that people don't understand, and that gives me the opportunity to define it for them. Well, voluntarist, what's that? Well, it's pretty simple. It means I believe all human interaction should be based on consent. Who could disagree with that?
Right. I've used this terminology many times, and no one has anything to say but something like, cool. Mm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, you know, no point do I get.
That guy's reasonable.
Order's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Let's go to Emberly. She's in New Hampshire, listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Emberly.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to comment on the whole anarchist versus voluntarist message, you know, the usage of words. I understand, you know, I call myself an anarchist when I'm with people that I know understand that word. And when I am, you know, talking to people who I know won't understand that word, or, you know, our status in general, you know, Republicans or Democrats or whatever, you know, I will use the term voluntarist because I think that's a much better word to use with people.
It sounds friendlier.
It does. It really does. And it's got a much more positive message. So I agree with you guys about that. And I don't understand why the gentleman called in to argue with you about why.
It's this, you know, they want us to join the club. So, oh, we can count Ian and Mark as the anarchist talk show hosts, or, you know, they're on our side. It's that kind of thing.
I don't know if
it's like the chemtrail people calling in trying to get us to believe in chemtrails.
I'm not going to propose to know the reason that John called in with that, but I'm going to assume that he called in because he finds it important.
Right. Well, you know, words are important and they have meaning. And
right.
You know, when I'm trying to get to know someone, you know, and then after a while, I will bring up that I'm an anarchist and then explain to them what that means. But I don't automatically go with, you know, hey, my name is Emberly, I'm an anarchist, and you should do this because, you know, or I want you to join my group, blah, 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 call yourself this. I believe that people can call themselves what they want. And
sure.
Mark, I noticed that you did call yourself a neo-abolitionist, and I actually had to look into that to figure out exactly what that meant. So I'm glad that we're using different terms to define our political beliefs.
It's important. I mean, these terms, new terms, get people thinking, whereas these old terms, if people have already thought about them, then they're just going to slough it off. Well, right. He's an anarchist.
With the term neo-abolitionist, what I like about it is that I believe that slavery is essentially a lesser form, citizenship is a lesser form of slavery.
Mm.
And with that term, you can get people talking about it like, abolitionist, who's a slave?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, nobody's against the idea of an abolitionist, if they know what the term
right.
means. Some people may not have paid attention in eighth grade history, but if they know what that term means, obviously they don't have any ill feelings towards it. Whereas,
right.
you know, with the term anarchist,
well, right.
they got ill feelings.
And I wanted to say, you know, thank you to you guys for supporting the TragedyandHope.com group with their John Taylor Gatto video. I think that's great. And that video is so full of fantastic information. I mean, chock full. The 5 hours is just chock full of great information. And they do talk about, you know, debt slaves and the way things are today and how we're all wage and debt slaves. So, I'm going to try to promote that as much as I can. And I'm so glad that you guys are doing that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I really liked about the video is you've got this great individual, John Taylor Gatto, has done so much work in the area of public education and, written so many books in this area. And it was an opportunity for some people to come in, really respect him and his work, do some, this is a lot of video that's available. This is by no means a YouTube video of 2 minutes long that talks about his work. This is him.
Exhaustive.
Yeah, it's exhaustive, and there's no doubt about it. And obviously, some people are going to take some things from it, other people are going to take other things from it, but I found it to be intriguing.
It's online for free, by the way. It's called The Ultimate History Lesson.
Yeah, The Ultimate History Lesson, but you can go to freetalklive.com, look for, scroll down the right-hand side, look for John Taylor Gatto's picture. He's an older man with white hair. And click on that, and you can get the set. It's not costly, and you'll have it in possession.
It's great. I highly suggest that everyone, get it and watch it, share it with your friends. You know, I got the video from the Keene Activist Center.
Oh, good. I put it over there. That's good to know.
Yeah, thank you, Ian, for doing that. That's fantastic, and I want to share it with as many people as I can, the ideas. So thank you for doing that.
Hey, Emberly, speaking of sharing ideas, what's your website for your radio show, Voluntary Values?
It's voluntaryvalues.com.
Perfect. Folks can go and check out more of you there, and I appreciate your call tonight.
Thank you.
Notice she didn't call her show Anarchist Awesome Show or something ridiculous like that. Voluntary Values, very kind sounding, very, let's reach out to the community instead of burning buildings down. Let's create something, something voluntary.
I'm not going to say that I don't think that there's some purpose for using that term anarchist. Like I said, you can reach out to friends in a quiet conversation about what your thoughts are with that term. I guess. I've never done it. You can probably reach out to some other anarchists if you want to take the tiniest sliver of the tiniest demographic out there and reach out to them and bring the ideas of liberty on board with them. But I think a lot of people did that with the Occupy movement.
There's more coming up and plenty of time for you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Hey, we still haven't gotten to the reasons why Texas can secede, at least according to Business Insider. We'll share that with you here in moments. Take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.